we also have a slide, please? Whoever's in charge of the slides, because our first one will be helpful to tell you who we are and what we do. Good. Okay. Thank you for bearing with us in the lateness of the start time. I really wanted to get as many people here tonight. As it happens, we've got far more than we ought to have in terms of capacity and planning. We also made a point of asking as often as we could in every communication that we made that you book before you come to avoid this eventuality. Nevertheless, I hope everyone who wanted to be here tonight is in the room. Can I start by thanking All Saints Academy for having us here tonight? We did realise that we needed a bigger venue, and I'm grateful to them for hosting us. And as I say, for you bearing with us for the lateness of the start. I've been keen to hold a meeting like this because I want to listen to as many people as I can, particularly parents, but of course teachers and governors, many of whom I've already met in the last few weeks and months. And this is as much your opportunity this evening to talk to me and for me to listen to you as much as it is for my opportunity and the council to explain to you and to inform you as to how the decisions are being made. I've been particularly keen to have this meeting for quite a while because there is quite a bit of misunderstanding and misinformation in the community, and I know that personally, having received emails which are inaccurate and not based on fact. So I hope as we go forward this evening, and as we have our discussion, particularly in the Q&A, the question and answers later on, that we, through the presentation, come to an agreed understanding, a level of understanding that each of us has about what a local authority is able to do compared to what it used to be able to do some years ago, but not that many years ago. What individual schools are proposing to do, and it is the schools' proposals, not the council's, that's another difference. And once we've got that common understanding and that an agreement about what is possible, what the new reality of school organisation is, then I hope we can have that question and answer in a productive way. I want to emphasise another point as well, which is that I will maintain schools and the decision maker, but I am not the proposer, the council is not the proposer of either decisions or proposals that have been made in the past, as we made some last year, or the ones out at the moment, or indeed ones coming up in the future. So please remember, if there is one thing that I can ask you to remember tonight from my speech, it's that the proposals come from the school, the decision is made by the council, by ourselves. I also want you to know that, and I say this as a parent myself with children in the Central Bedfordshire school system, I'm here to listen, but I'm also... I've also had a number of meetings with schools and listened already to many of the teachers and the governors, some of whom are here tonight. So I want you to feel assured that the role that I'm in this evening is to listen, to not prejudice myself in saying anything that may suggest to you that I've already made up my mind about a proposal. Some are out there at the moment. And it's important that I keep an appropriate distance from coming to a decision too early. There's a process that needs to be followed, and I'm sure you will understand my position in saying that. Finally, before I hand over to Pete Dudley, if you have any particular concerns about any of the proposals that are out there at the moment, or indeed may come forwards, it's very important that you feed, as individuals, your concerns, your questions, into those consultation processes. It's for the full governing body of those schools to then consider your questions and your concerns. That's the way the process works, and it has to work. And when a decision comes to me, a proposal comes to me, I will look to see if and how concerns of parents have been addressed by the school proposing a change to its age range. Okay. So I hope that's been helpful to everyone to understand who does what and how the process works. And with that, Pete, if you'd like to start.